Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to read together verses 10 through 13, and we're going to just trust and ask God as we power through this by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? So allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. And Lord, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, The Leviathan Spirit. The Leviathan Spirit. Saints, this entity that we're going to read right now is one of the most powerful demonic spirits mentioned in the Word of God. And it's throughout the Old Testament, but Paul mentions its attribute in the New Testament. Are we there? Verse 10? Let's read together. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. And therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in that evil day, and have you done all to stand. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearer and reader of his word. You may be seated. I want you to look right up here. In verse 12, it says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Principalities. I emphasize it right up here. I underlined it. I even highlighted principalities. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Now I need you to hear this, saints. The phrase principalities and powers occurs 6 times in the Bible. In most places where the phrase appears, the context makes it clear that it refers to the vast array of evil and malicious spirits who make war against the people of God. The principalities and powers of Satan are usually in view here. Beings that they just yield to the power of darkness, to the powers of Satan, and are usually in view throughout the Word of God. And as they yield to this power in the unseen realms, they oppose everything and everyone that is of God. Did you catch that? Those spirits don't fight with one another because they understand that a house divided, it'll fall, right? So they have clumped together to come against you, to come against me. And this is why when I was preparing for this message, I got bombarded heavy. And so one of the most fiercest satanic spirits that's mentioned in the Word of God is the Leviathan spirit. Now, as I looked into the Word of God, throughout the book of Job talks about the Leviathan. And many people think it's allegorical or it's a metaphor. But I went further and I found that the forefathers that came alongside that viewed, like for instance, some of the Jewish fathers in the faith, Josephus, He wrote about the Leviathan and many others, and now we're seeing that spirit manifest itself even till today. And we're going to ask a couple of questions to see if you could identify what this spirit brings. So my question is this. Let's look up here. How many of you throughout your lives have seen marriages destroyed? Friendships destroyed? Parent-child relationships destroyed? Relationships through bloodline destroyed? Ministry split and are destroyed? Pastors and their ministry staff destroyed, and etc. I've seen it firsthand. Not just in our church, I've seen it the church that I came from. 3,000. Growing, thriving. And now it's down to 400. And there are many churches that are following that pattern. What is not taught and what's not exposed is this Leviathan spirit. We need to understand the characteristics of how it works and how it manipulates and how it lurks in the darkness. And sometimes it'll camouflage itself and it'll get right into your speech. And this spirit, we're going to identify the attributes and the character of this evil spirit, and then God's going to show us how to combat it. Hallelujah. So God first exposes it. Aren't you so blessed? He exposes something first so that we can see, wow, what is that, God? And God will reveal it to his saints. God will reveal it to his. But the world right now that we live in, the unbelieving world, all these things that are taking place right now, God has already exposed that thousands of years ago. And how many believe that spirits cannot be killed until they are cast into the bottomless pit? God has to gather them up and throw them into the pit. But right now, all these fallen entities are everywhere. And one of the things that they are mounting up in the last days that we live is to come and infiltrate the church. Why? Because this is the power source. This is the only voice in the land. Amen. Hallelujah. That can hear God's voice, and that's through you and I. But we're going to see how this spirit works. And we're going to see how sometimes we can follow this spirit and not even know it. Saints, you may be wondering about the spirit of Leviathan. Usually the word Leviathan is used to describe something very big. So what is the spirit of Leviathan? Look at what it says in Isaiah up here. In that day, the Lord will take his terrible, swift sword and punish Leviathan, the swiftly moving spirit, the coiling, riding serpent. He will kill the dragon of the sea. Now, we think that there's a big old giant creature in the water. And that's the first thing that comes to mind. But you have to understand the Greek. You have to understand the Hebrew. Sea means a sea of humanity where God's finally going to have to destroy it. Why? Because this spirit is destroying God's people. In that day. That means in the days that we live in now, God's going to finally have to destroy this thing because of what it creates and the havoc it causes. And so we have to have an open mind this morning. Can I get amen? We got to allow the Holy Ghost to penetrate our hearts so that we can see through the lens of faith and by the power of the anointing of the Word of God. According to the above words, we can see he's a dragon. So he's not a dinosaur or some great whale. And there's nothing in our ocean right now that we don't have dominion over. Can I get amen? We have dominion over all the creatures of the ocean. So this creature is not something that is causing havoc throughout the world coming from the sea. So we know it's coming from the sea of humanity where this fallen entity is causing its most damage. And so according to this verse, There will be a specific day when the Lord will slay this dragon. Why would God single out a whale or a dinosaur for death? It don't make sense, right? Clearly, this is not the natural creature, but a spiritual being. And there are places in the Bible that identify Satan as a dragon. How many have you have read in the Word of God that even Satan is identified as a dragon? It's right up here. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent. We just read about this Leviathan that coils up like a snake. Are you starting to see something here? Look at this. Who was called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. My. Aren't you so blessed that you're not going to be numbered in that party? Saints, you do not need to seek out this spirit looking for a fight. The spirit will attack you as you draw closer to God. This spirit will keep you from God. It'll keep you from prayer. It'll keep you from fasting. It'll keep you from witnessing. It'll keep you from doing all kinds of things. And we think it's our flesh. No, this lying entity comes in and causes you to have a fog. That things are not that important. But the things of God are important to God. And so, the spirit will attack you as you draw closer to God. We must learn the tactics of this evil spirit. Saints, if you love revival and the gifts of the Spirit, you're going to run into this particular one. Because if he can stymie you, if he can render you useless, you're non-productive in the kingdom of God. This spirit works to stop revival, bring confusion concerning the gifts of the Spirit. Now, Job describes this giant type of beast as a behemoth creature, very enormous. Look at this. And here's a question for us. Can you draw out Leviathan with a hook or snare his tongue with a line, which you lower? Can you put a reed through his nose or pierce his jaw with a hook? Will he make many supplications to you? How can a creature speak to you? It's a spirit. Will he speak softly to you? Will he make a covenant with you? Will he take him as a servant forever? Saints, this is a wicked, demonic being that's at work right now. Look at the legislation that was passed to be on the ballot now. That's a demonic spirit. They want to remove our liberties. They want to take everything that we know is true and holy unto God. They want to remove it and cast us out of society. We are the deadbeats to them. But they don't realize they're under this fog, this Leviathan spirit. And so, we need to be equipped. How many believe we need to be equipped? Listen, time's running out. You need to know how this spirit operates. So we're going to look at attacks from the Leviathan spirit and our counterattack. Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you go into war, you better have a counterattack ready. Can I get amen? Because not only, it's not so much who throws the first blow, it's who throws the last blow. That's what matters. So those of you who are boxing fans, you want to win the fight, you better throw that last meaningful punch. Can I get amen? So, let's look at the first attack, the attitudes connected to the Leviathan spirit. Look at it. It's grouped in numbers. Let's look at number one, condescending attitudes toward others in the body. Number two, independent attitude, not willing to die to self. This spirit's at work. And until you understand God's word and how to counter it, we're going to fall prey to it. We're going to fall into its trap. Look at this. Number three, self-glory. In other words, it's all about me, myself, and I. That's right. There are some folks, they only do it because they want self-glory. Look at number four. Self-confidence, not including God. I got this. Look at number five. Lack of time in God's presence. There's some folks, you know, that hallelujah stuff and all that, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's fine. I'm going home. There's some people that don't even come to worship. They wait for the worship's over, then they'll come. That's a Leviathan spirit at work. To me, I need to enter in. I need to enter in. I need to press. Sometimes this flesh don't want to get there, but I got to press through and die to self. Can I get amen? Look at number six, critical and condemning attitudes and thoughts. All you want to do is condemn someone that's maybe glorifying God, or you don't think that's the way it's supposed to go, and I come against that. And they may have the right spirit and the right heart, and we'll rise up against them, especially those. I'm not just talking church authority, but authority around the world. They don't know how to submit. Look at this. Number seven, boasting over achievements and revelation. And this is what I found. Number eight, dishonor of authority. You know, it's great when those that God has placed over a body to give praise and glory and honor to those who are serving God. But every now and then, sometimes a rebuke has to come. Can I get an amen? And guess what? They will cut, run, and dodge and leave. And they take that Leviathan spirit with them. And guess what they do? They go set up camp somewhere else, and it starts all over again. They'll somehow, like a snake, get right into the ministry again and then spew out that same spirit. Dishonor of authority. Desiring to be served. I mean, you know, hey, I've been here long enough. You need a, you know, I need something now. Really? You know what you need? Hands laid on so we can pray. Come on. Can I get amen? We'll give you something. We'll lay hands. Oh God, help this precious soul. Can I get amen? Why do you think Jesus says they know not what they do? Father, forgive them. Desire for reputation. Man, I've done this and I've done that. I've done this. And then all of a sudden, you're down there, and I'm up here. You got to find your own way to get up here. Reputation. Oh, yeah. Look at this. Desire to control others. Oh, yeah. And they will do it in a manipulative manner that you don't even see it coming. It's almost subliminal. You ever are watching maybe a sporting event or something, and then here comes a commercial with a big giant hamburger. All of a sudden, you're hungry. Oh, man, I need to go get me something to eat right now. Why? It's subliminal. Well, that same spirit fogs up your mind, and it makes you come against the things of God. Desiring to control others. Look at number 12. Use a position of authority or gift to fulfill selfish ambition and vision. I have seen this in all three churches that I've been associated with, our very own. They're self-ambitioned. And all they desire is to climb up somewhere. And then here comes havoc. Because they don't have the mind of Christ. And they're being blinded by this entity. Desiring. Use a position of authority or gift to fulfill selfish ambition and vision. Mocking or coming against deliverance and or deliverance ministries. I remember when we first got here,
we had a family sitting in the back there, and they said, are you the church that, are you a hallelujah church or just a word church? Do you guys speak in tongues? Do you do this and that? I go, we worship God. We pray in the tongues. You go, okay, well, this is not for me. Let me just say this. When you're praying for a soldier to be delivered, a lot of times God will give you the supernatural anointing. And sometimes God will give you that heavenly gift right there to rebuke the devil. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And so we see this spirit at work. It's at work not only in the world, but in the church. It's in the church. And so we need to counterattack this. And how's one way to counterattack? By living in humility. Because this spirit wants to rise up and wants to be known. I'm here. No. We got to walk in humility. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Lord God, help me to die to self, God. Help me to pray for this person, God. Hallelujah. Help me to bless someone, God. Help me to win someone, God. If we're walking in humility, guess what? The enemy cannot get in. It can't. It's impossible. You know why? Because walking in humility means you have yielded to the things of God. Humble yourself daily. Be accountable to others. Be subject and be wise counsel for mature leadership. Continue in prayer daily, asking God to reveal your heart to you for assessment and correction, and study and line up your life with the Word of God. Can I get amen? Here's another Leviathan attack. Right up here. Oh, humble yourself. That's right. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Amen. Look at this. A lying tongue. Lies, gossip, accusation, criticism, fault finding, slander. There's people in leadership that do this. Come on. That's what they do. Why? Because it's almost like when you go to the dentist, or let's just say you're going to have surgery. And what's that thing they put over your face? Some of it, yeah, but it's a type of anesthesia. Am I correct? And this is what the spirit has done. It has come and put that mask on someone. And so they're just in a fog. And they can't see God. They can't see truth. And so what is this spirit does? It puffs up the flesh. And now instead of walking in the spirit, you're walking in the works of the flesh. Lies, gossip, accusation, criticism, fault finding, slander. My goodness. So what's the counterattack? There's always a counterattack. Walk in and live in truth. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And Jesus said, I am what? The way, the truth, and the life. And you got to remember, how many believe that you are a true child of God? Come on, every hand should come up in here. Right, amen? Every hand. And so knowing that, the spirit that we're exposing this morning, hallelujah, Isaiah says we have power over this. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. Can I get amen? Every one of those false, right, taking place in our state of California, all these false things that they're talking about the church, God is going to condemn it in hell. And everyone that has risen up against you in the past and they still spew out against you, God will judge that in hell. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. We didn't obtain self-righteousness, but it is the righteousness of Christ that has come upon you by faith, by the blood of the Lamb. Can I get amen?
Amen.
So when God looks down now from heaven, he doesn't see your sin. You know what he sees? He sees the blood. hallelujah, that took away your sin. We shouldn't fall into these traps. The enemy, he's elusive. Man, I was watching this awesome little movie about the story of Pele. You know Pele, the soccer player? This guy had moves that no one could. This was back in 1958, the year I was born. This guy was so elusive. You couldn't contain him. He would get right by you. Well, guess what? That spirit is elusive. And if you're not praying and fasting, if you're not in your word, it's going to slither right by your thoughts, man, and take control. My goodness. Jesus, help us. I pray to God, we need to receive this message. Why? Because we're seeing it face to face in our own state. Saints, you got to speak out that verse and act on it in prayer. Can I get amen? Amen. That no weapon that formed against you shall prosper. You got to bind and rebuke it. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And so, that's what we have to understand. That when that lying tongue comes, no weapon. No weapon. Say that with me. No weapon. Let me hear it again. No weapon shall be formed against me. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Here's another attack. Miscommunication. Here's when you're talking to someone and you're not really focusing and your mind's in the cabinet somewhere. And that other person's trying to just get a good dialogue. And it's like, it doesn't matter what you're saying. I'm not listening to you for some reason. Well, look at this. This Leviathan spirit, it wants to get between you and the revelation of God and distort the word of the Lord. It will seek to hide from you true revelation and confuse the true meanings of things, especially the things of God. The things that concerns your family, your marriage, your church. It wants to go in there and distort it. It wants to get between you and your conversation and your hearing, then distort the mutter, which someone is really saying. It wants to come between friends, ministry, and even children and parents. Okay, maybe you haven't seen this spirit at work. Or you have, but you haven't identified what it is. This morning, God is revealing it to us so we know how to fight it. Can I get amen? Thank you, God. So, sometimes we can make church really complicated. And sometimes we're in the name, amen, and grab someone by their head and twist their neck, in the name, in the name. I kid you not. I shared this with some people. We were at Israel. It was the last stop. We were on top of this mountain looking at the other side of the Temple Mount. And Rabbi Jonathan Kahn asked us to get oil and to anoint people, right? So I just said, Lord, use me. So I got a bottle of anointing oil with about five or six others. And we went around anointing people, started praying for, right? I was walking by just like this. And there was a brother and his wife standing. And as I just barely passed him, he grabbed my head in the name. Man, I was going back and forth. Man, I was about ready to say, okay, brother, that's enough. He kept going, man. I said, Lord, just help me get past this guy. Oh, one thing I think what happened, he took the little kink out. Sometimes it's Leviathan, I bind you in Jesus' name. That's about, come on, just bind it. Can I get an amen? You just rebuke it. You got to learn how to just bind and rebuke. And let God do what he's going to do. Can I get an amen? That's right. You see, God, he exposes Leviathan. He's doing it so that we have a true understanding on how the Spirit operates. And so throughout the book of Job, God gives us a long list of character traits belonging to Leviathan that explain his nature and activities. Saints, let's use this chapter to interpret Job 41, verse by verse. Look at this. Job 41, can you draw out Leviathan with a hook? Let me ask you something right now. Can you see that spirit? I ask another question. Can you walk outside and feel the wind blowing on you, but can you see the wind? It's the same thing with this demonic entity. He's real. And he has caused so much damage. This is why God says in the last day, I will have to come and destroy this thing with my sword. What is the sword that God is talking about in Revelation? The word of God will come out like a sword. Can I get amen? That's the sword he's talking about. He's not coming out with a metal sword. He's coming out with the word of God to destroy it. Can I get an amen? And so you can't put a hook in his tongue like a lion. You can't put a reed through his nose or pierce his jaw with a hook. You can't even see it. But he's there. I've seen damages. I've been to damage control. I've been on my knees saying, God, what just happened here? I've seen a relationship out of 4 or 5 years being destroyed after just one talk. My goodness. That's how powerful that spirit is. It'll cause you to just rip apart. And then it's done its job. Wow. The first two verses describe how difficult Leviathan is. Those influenced by Leviathan can't be pinned down. This spirit can't be controlled or manipulated. There are people influenced by this spirit who just won't submit in any situation to God because they're controlled by this spirit. Saints, any effort put into capturing Leviathan is seen as futile in these next verses. Look at this. Will he make many supplications to you? No. Because the devil cannot make covenant with you no more. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. We are Jesus' hallelujah sons and daughters. Can I get amen? Amen? We've been bought with the price. We've been washed in the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are filled with the Holy Ghost now. Anointed by God. Can I get amen? Amen. So now we can recognize this spirit at work, and we need to come as a body together in unity to bind it. Can I get amen? This bill that was passed to be voted on is because the church is like this. The church is asleep. They'll bring in the feds in a church like this and haul away the minister and take away the Bibles. It'll become against the law. I've never seen anything like it. This is why God said, bring this message now. And if this doesn't concern you, man, then you better wake up from that fog. Can I get amen? Because that's what Satan will do. He'll put you in a fog. It doesn't matter. Oh, there's someone else will pray on my behalf. And so this is a vile, vicious spirit. Will he speak softly to you? Will he make a covenant with you? Will he take him as a servant forever? For the unbeliever, they have made a covenant with the devil. Can I get amen? Until they become born again, they need to get saved. Saints, this spirit will stop a Christian from serving God or make an unbeliever unable to commit his or her way to Jesus. Notice the religious language used here. He will make many supplications to you. Leviathan will not beg you or make supplication. Supplication is a word often used to describe prayer. We need to pray.
Those bound up by the Leviathan have a hard time praying, or their prayer life is neglected. So there's no concern. You got to, what spirit's on me that won't allow me to come? Will he speak softly to you? Leviathan and those controlled by him are never gentle but harsh. You ever came across a leader that's harsh? Militant. Get all mad at you and rebuke you. That's not the Spirit of God. Spirit of God comes in love and humility. Harsh words pour out of their mouths, and they are cruel. To speak softly also refers to our worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, this worship team, they were singing unto the Lord with a soft voice of praise. They weren't screaming, I've been to them. Man, just humble yourself and come gently on before the Lord. He can hear us. Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. Saints, never attack a principality, a Leviathan, unless the Lord Jesus Christ tell you explicitly to do so. Why? This spirit has destroyed many overzealous intercessors who thought they were giants of faith, but in reality, they were full of pride. Can I get an amen on that one? Oh, I got this. Yeah, watch me pray this down. Yeah. No, man, die to self. Say, God, I'm not even worthy to come before the throne room of grace. And after you've died right there on the throne room, now you can lift up your petitions. Can I get an amen? Saints, this atrocious spirit hates God and all his creation, and it's identified right here. And look at this on Proverbs right here. A worthless person, a wicked man walks with a perverse mouth. He winks with his eye. He shuffles his feet. He points with his fingers. Perversity is in his heart. He devises evil continually. He sows what? Discord. Man, I'm telling you, if someone goes pss, 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 about so-and-so in the church, you need to put that in the tracks right there. Can I get amen? Amen. You say, have you got something against leadership, pastor, whatever? Why don't you just, you go to them personally, and let's just pray right now. That's how you squash that. Can I get amen? Yeah, but if we're there, yeah, come on, tell me more. Really? I didn't know that. Wow. You got to be kidding. Really? Oh, man, I think I need to find another church. Well, guess what? As soon as you find that other church, don't let me know where it's at, because as soon as I get there, it's not perfect no more. He sows discord, and when you sow discord amongst the brethren, that's going to be, man, an atrocious judgment against you. Because sometimes there's baby saints that are just learning. They're just on the milk. And you come and sow a seed of discord and cause them to run. I had it better out in the world when I was listening to my rap. Come on, saints. We need to wake up. We need to smell the coffee. Can I get amen? Look at this. Therefore, his calamity shall come suddenly. See, God's not going to leave these people. Oh, yeah, just keep on. No, he's going to show up one day at their doorstep, man, and he's going to slap them upside their head. Suddenly, he shall be broken without remedy. That evildoer, that one that's speaking lies. And there are people today still speaking lies about you and me. Oh, yeah. About 7 years ago, we had a couple that kept coming. They kept coming. And then I brought a message about homosexuality. The guy rebuked me. I said, well, keep on watching your hairy and scary movies. Therefore, his calamity His calamity shall what? Come suddenly. He shall be broken without remedy. These six the Lord hates. Yes, even are an abomination to him. Look at this. A proud look. A lying tongue. Watch out before you say something about someone. You better put your heart in check. You know why? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. God will put a mirror right at you. Yeah, keep on talking. Keep on talking. Oh, yeah, wait. Let me wake you up so you can see yourself talking. Hands that shed innocent blood. Oh, my God. Now, look at this next verse. A heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift and run into evil, and a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among the brethren. Did you know what this guy said to me? Yeah. You know what I need to say? If he did say something to me, that he loves you. And God's going to work out everything in your life. Or do you want to hear? No, I won't say that. You see, that Leviathan spirit tries to get on you. Listen, the Word of God instructs us to help. How many believe that for every attack, there's a counterattack? Can I get amen? Amen. So God is our strength. God is our Father. And God wants the best for his children. Look at in Titus right up here. But avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, and dissensions, and quarrels about even the Word of God, for they are unprofitable and worthless. As for a person who stirs up division, after warning him once, then twice, have nothing to do with him no more. You know, I've always asked the Lord, Lord, why can't there be reconciliation with relationships that have been destroyed? And there are many answers, but one regarding the church, because we could talk about all day long marriages and bloodline relationships that we just looked at. But sometimes, after that spirit has done the damage, then God, by his supernatural grace, has to remove that person. You know why? Because they can't see that spirit on them. Why? Because it'll keep festering. And it'll turn from a little pus pocket to blown out cancer. And it'll infect the whole congregation. I've seen it in the church I came from. The church where I got filled with the Holy Ghost. It was an apostolic church. I seen that whole ministry split in half. And I seen my prior ministry I was involved, 3,000. From 3,000, now it's 400. And when you get less and less people involved in the things of God, you're going to get a bill that was just passed that we just saw. Now it's on the ballot to vote. Jesus, we need you. Jesus, we need you. Look at this. As for a person who stirs up division, after warning him once or twice, have nothing to do with him, knowing that such a person is warped and sinful, and he is self-condemned. In other words, that person just sent himself, you know where, with his own fog imagination and doesn't know that there's a spirit on him. And there's a way to fight that. It's called dying to self. Look at this. Whoever makes practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. Aren't you so blessed that when Jesus came into our life, he destroyed the works of the devil? Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah.
You know the vices that you were all tied up in and caught up in and bound to? He set us free. Now, once he sets us free, now it's our responsibility to get into the Word of God, to understand the things of God, and to walk into the power and the anointing of God. Can I get amen? So we can walk and live the abundant life. You remember back in the day, you wouldn't have prayed for someone, man, that was throwing up. They're at the porcelain throne. Calling out Earl. Let me ask you this. During that time when you was in the midst of them, did you go there, come on, man, let me pray for you right now in Jesus' name? No, we would say, man, as soon as you're done, I got another shot waiting for you. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Listen, what we can't fall trap in is having this spirit dominate your thoughts. Can I get amen? Because, let me just say this. We, as being born again and children of God, God makes it clear that we are the sons and daughters of the Lord Jesus. Can I get amen?
Amen.
But until you become born again, guess who the Father is to those who are not born again? Who? Okay, you got to know this, right? Listen, the people that gave Jesus the most headache, the most trouble, the most confrontation, it wasn't the poor begging. It wasn't the people that were caught in sin. It was the religious folks. That's right. They were pomped up in their garments filled with dead men's bones. Look how Jesus, he told the religious folks, you are of your father, the devil. So this right here should straighten out your theology. Well, everyone's a child of God that comes to, no, they're not. We are created by God. But we're not all sons and daughters of God. He told these religious folks, you are of your father, the devil. And your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning. It has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. And when he lies, he speaks out his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So if you find yourself in this type of pattern, man, I'm telling you, die to self, get before God and say, God, I repent, because I know what's waiting for me. We need to walk in truth. Can I get amen? I know some of you will, man. You know, hey, be soft. Listen, it's not about being soft. It's about Jesus being merciful. We were all headed to that bottomless pit. Every one of us. There was nothing we could have came up with. Oh, man, because, you know, I graduated high school. I'm going to get in now. Think again. Listen, this Leviathan spirit, this is what it has contaminated right up here. Look at this. The unbelievers, the progressive liberal left-wingers, most of our government, the shadow government known as the deep state, are pawns and prey to this Leviathan spirit that cannot be battled in the natural sense. It can't. These liberal, progressive, and it's a small group. Sister Tammy just read this morning, or do we need to remind us what she just read? There's a bill now passed. What was the vote? 58 to 18? That was the vote. So now it's on the ballot. And so now, if it passes, guess what? Every one of us that has a Bible, the federal government will come and confiscate it. It's illegal now. You can't preach against abortion. You can't preach against homosexuality. You can't preach against transgender. Listen, I didn't vote party. I voted platform.
Yes, amen.
Can I get amen?
Amen.
Because there's corruptness in both sides. I voted. Who does this person, how much do they adhere to the Word of God? And are they walking in faith? Are they trusting the Lord Jesus? Those are the folks I need to vote for, and those are the folks that we need to pray that God will raise up. Can I get amen? Amen. I don't care about party, because that's all they do is party. Both sides. But right now, how many believe we're in dire straits? Huh? We're in dire straits. Listen. Our only lethal counterattack is prayer through the Holy Ghost. I shared this before. I'm hoping this message will enlighten you. But I've seen some quote-unquote religious movements. They're there with their picket signs, and they have the abortion signs and all this. And all they're doing is in the flesh, attacking that spirit. You can't pull down that spirit by a sign. Satan doesn't look at signs. He walks right through signs. Can I get amen? Here's the key right here. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Can I get an amen? So here's the key. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this one out. Is when things in your life are disobedient to God, you put it under your feet. Can I get an amen? Because once you destroy those things and say, God, I need you supernaturally to help me overcome. Because you can't quit smoking. You can't quit drinking. You can't quit cussing. You can't quit watching porn and all those things unless the power of God comes and severs it from your soul. Amen. He's got to come with his sword, the Word of God, and sever it. Why? Because these tentacles have wrapped itself around your soul. And this is why you struggle. And I'm good for a week. I'm good for 10 days. And then it comes right back. You know why? Because the tentacles are still wrapped around your soul. You need to come with the Word of God, the power of God, the anointing of God. Can I get amen? How many are receiving this message this morning? Or is it just me? God played out this message in my mind before I even showed up. The prophet prayed for me this morning, saying, God's going to give you the anointing to bring this message because you can't do it in your own strength. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. That's how that disobedience is dealt with, by pulling down the strongholds. So God says right here in James, we're going to look at scriptures, a few scriptures, and then we close. Look at this. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist. Do you notice you have to do something? Man, if you just, you know, coming and going, yeah, man, that devil's going to have a heyday with you. There's things you have to resist. And I know sometimes it hurts the flesh, but you got to get rid of it. Whatever it is. Resist the devil and he will what? Flee. He's not going to run on his own. You got to resist him and you have to bind him. You got to pull him down. By the power of God, can I get an amen? Look what Ephesians says. And give no opportunity to the devil. Don't give him an inkling. Don't give him an inch. Don't give him a crevice in the crack of your armor. Leviathan, we just read, he will coil up and sliver right into you and penetrate your armor. Find yourself being a self-righteous saint instead of a saint that's righteous by Christ. And so we close with Ephesians, and then we'll pray.
Here's another verse. I love these verses. Let the word of God now minister to you. How many have been ministered this morning? Amen. Come on. God has spoken to us. Amen. Because we're seeing it face to face in the day that we live in. Our liberties are about ready to be taken. And is the church going to come out to pray? Or are you just too busy? What's, well, hey, this is the Sabbath day for us to come together. You know what? The first church I went to, man, I'm telling you, man, it's almost like they had beds at the church, man. No one left. They were there all day, praying, worshiping. And listen, I need you to do the math. How many are okay in math? Okay, one person. So one person's okay in math. I really believe God is saying this to us, all of us. If you can't come out for 1 hour of prayer, things like this don't matter to you. Don't matter. You're still in that fog. You're still in that fog. Everything else is more important. Friends, family, outings, that's more important. Worldly. Oh, no, I can't, man. The NBA's on 5 o'clock, man. I got to watch this game. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of what? His might. His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He's cunning. Did you know that he's smarter than you? He's been studying us for 6,000 years. He knows every move we make. He knows how to get underneath your cover. That's why God said, put on the whole armor. How many know what the whole armor is? The helmet of salvation. The breastplate of righteousness. The shield of faith. The belt of truth. The sword of the Spirit. The feet shod prepared for the, what? Gospel of Jesus Christ. Can I get amen? Amen? Put on the full armor. And guess why Paul describes a person that has the armor like a Roman soldier? Because in those days, all they did was move forward. None of them did this. Why? Because they had no protection on the backside. So that's why they came up the backslider, because he's retreated. His back is exposed. God just gave me that right now. I didn't read this off a note. Remember that. You can't move forward with God and the things of God, and they don't matter. Then you're retreating. Things are just more important. Especially things of the world. Emergencies, man, we all have them. But what's your excuse tonight? For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. There it is. Against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor. It didn't say leave one shingle behind. Oh, you know what? I'm going to bring everything, but I'm going to leave my sword behind. Oh, my sword's in the shop. Look at this. Against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly place. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able. Did it say that? It says you that you may. It didn't say you will be able. It said you may. You know why it says you may? Because you got to put it all on first. Amen. That you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to what? Stand. 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 Hallelujah. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench. Now, it says you'll be able to quench. Did you know what quench means? Those fiery darts come like blazing speed. They'll hit your mind, and then, bam, out of your mouth comes ungodliness. So you have to be walking in faith every day. Can I get amen? I'm not going to allow this spirit. I'm not going to allow this wicked thing to come even touching my mind. And if it comes, bind it right away in Jesus' name. Because it won't glorify God. Can I get amen? Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith with you, which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Wow. And then take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, look what it says here. Just pray when you feel like it. Pastor's calling you guys out to pray. Well, I'll pray at home. That works just as well. Pray. Look at this. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. God is calling the church to pray in the days we live in. Can I get amen? We see the bill now. It's the handwriting's on the wall. What much proof do we need now that we're not living in the last days and that our liberties are about ready to be removed from us? This message I had several weeks ago, but God said, bring it now, because now you can put what's taking place and how relevant the word of God is right now. God's word is alive, sharper than a two-edged sword. Are we going to rise up in faith, saints? Or are you just going to come out next week when we show the movie? Oh, I forgot to tell you, there is prayer at 5 to 6. Then we'll put on the movie, amen? Come on, saints. This is to quicken us. This is to say God is real. Do you know God is real? And the enemy is real too. And he wants to destroy us. But we got the power. Can I get amen? Amen. We have the power. Holy Ghost power. Wonder working power. Hallelujah. From the blood of the Lamb. Let's all stand, saints. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, God. Lord, I know this message came with conviction from the Holy Spirit. Lord, if it was for me, even I wouldn't have received it. It had to be of you. And we know we're living times of wickedness, God. Times that are dark. Every month, there's a kid going into a school and mowing down. Every month now. Every sitcom has homosexuals in it now. Every state of the union can marry the same sex. Transgenders are pulling up everywhere now. And they're flaunting it in the face of God. And the church says, let's just, accept them as they are. No. No, you need to bind that spirit. They're walking in the pit of lies. Lord, right now, the biggest industry that's causing the world to be drunk and polluted is the pornographic industry. And it comes right out of Simi Valley in California. We're the capital of the homosexuals. We're the capital of pornography. And we have done the most abortions in all of the United States. And God is not going to wink anymore. He's calling the church to come out and pray. And tonight's prayer, I know sometimes when we come out and pray, we hit and miss things and we're all over the place. Tonight is about the state of California. Yes. And we need to pull this spirit down or our liberties will be gone. Yes. And if they have to remove us from here, praise God, I'll have to bring the church to my house. I don't care. But the devil's not going to silence me. And I'm praying that he won't silence you. Because I have God on my side. Is God on your side?
Yes.
The Bible says, with God, all things are possible. Can I get amen? He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. He's with us all the way to the end. You got to rise up in faith and bind the darkness. And so when you find yourself in a fog, when you find yourself rising up against your brother and your sister, especially in the body of Christ, that's not God. That's this Leviathan spirit that has somehow slithered into your conversation. And so I'm going to pray right now. I'm going to pray first for us. Then I'm going to pray for those who need Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray to encourage this body. These are your people, and they're very beautiful. They're beautiful to you. They're beautiful to me, God. They're precious in your sight. But God, you have equipped us all. And Lord, you have equipped us with the anointing of God. And you have given us something that the unbelieving world don't have. And that's the power of prayer. You have given this wonderful gift to the church. Lord, we need to use this, Lord. We can't get mad at a sign. We can't get mad at these people. Because they're drunk with the things of the world. They need to be saved too. And so, Father, I pray for Amazing Grace here. I pray for all the churches that I once attended. I pray for the churches in this state. I pray for the churches in this nation right now. Lord, that they would step out of the fog. Realize what spirit's at work. And that we need to take back our liberties and our freedoms that are about ready to be removed from us. And Lord, if these things matter to us, then God, help us be loyal to you to come out and pull down these strongholds by faith. And so God, I pray that you would encourage the saints. We live in drastic times. So when drastic things take place, drastic matters have to come now. And all you're asking us is to pray for an hour. I'm reminded you had to go wake up your apostles and disciples because they fell asleep. And Jesus said, can't you just stay up for 1 hour and pray with me? We were there at the garden. 1 hour. He's not asking us to go on a 40-day fast. Some of us will be crying if we miss our donut. Oh, God, help us. Lord, you're asking us to come out for 1 hour to pull down these strongholds. And there's power in unity of faith. There's power in prayer. There's power in the Holy Ghost. So, God, quicken your body. I can't. I'm just the mailman. But you can. We call upon you to strengthen us. And Lord, that you would awaken us. Awaken us for the time that we live in. And I'm praying right now for those that are listening to this message. Maybe they've never given their heart to you. I'm praying right now that you too can receive this great and awesome salvation by faith. And all you have to do is repent. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Confess your sins to him. Turn from your ways of the world, your ungodliness, and God will then impute his righteousness upon you so that you can walk in his ways by faith. And if that's you, pray this prayer. We'll pray it with you. And watch God do the miraculous in your life. Pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me. And the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to follow you and to honor you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Give God praise and glory. Give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. In the house. Is he worthy? Come on, is Jesus worthy? Hallelujah. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening. We give you the praise.